Continuing our conversation with Farmer Greg, we were in the middle of adding life to our soil. Woody mulch chips was like that, but you've got some other words like asmocrite or, some worms and castings.
So I just want to do a shout out to Arizona Worm Farm. They're over at 19th Avenue, just south of Southern. They're doing absolutely incredible work over there. If you want to know about worm composting, they give worm composting classes, and you can get nice planting mixes from them. And they're an amazing organization doing great work to help build healthy soil in this valley, which is so incredibly important. So healthy soil, let's just review really quick. And I know I've done this many times, but until everybody can recite this back to me, I'm going to keep talking about it. So there's five components to healthy soil. Dirt is one of them. And if that's all you have is desert dirt, good luck growing anything. I love Kari Spencer. She's over at the Micro Farm Project and a longtime friend. She said when she first started gardening here 20 years ago, she went in her backyard, she dug some holes, pulled the dirt out of the holes, put them in pots, and tried to grow something. Right? Good luck with that. It's just not going to work. So five components of healthy soil. Dirt is one of them. It's got micronutrients in it, but if there's nothing else in there, the plants can't access that, those micronutrients. So airspace, water, organic matter, dirt, and everything that's alive in the soil. Those are the five components of healthy soil. The good news is, if you add organic matter, like we talked about in the last segment, adding lots and lots of woody mulch, if you add organic matter to your space, it fixes most of the problems over time. You know, I had some friends maybe 6-7 years ago, and they had a dirt garden bed in their front yard, and they wanted me to plant a garden in it. So, I went over there one day with a truckload of planting mix, and we put 8 inches of planting mix in their garden, watered it down, and planted their seeds. Now, notice I didn't say that we dug. I just put that planting mix, the 8 inches of planting mix, right on top of their garden bed. There was no Bermuda grass in it. And we planted the seeds. And what we're doing is we were letting the seed roots do the digging for us. And what happens over time in a garden bed like that is every year you add 2 inches of compost, 2 inches of planting mix on top. And over time, what happens is that the nature does the digging work for you so that you don't have to do it. So, and I also want to distinguish one thing here. There's mulch and there's compost and planting mix. Mulch goes around your fruit trees and your pathways around your gardens. Compost and planting mix goes in your planting hole for your fruit trees and in your gardens. You never want to use mulch in your gardens or in your planting holes for your trees because that mulch requires nitrogen to break it down. So if you're putting that in your garden or tree planting holes, it's swiping the nitrogen from your plants and your plants won't do very well. So when you're looking at buying some planting mix from somebody, always grab a handful of it. And if there's more than about 5 to 8% of material in there that you recognize as sticks or leaves or stuff like that, I call that mulch. And I've had multiple conversations with the city of Phoenix. They have what they call composted mulch there.
It should be composting mulch.
It should be composting mulch.
It's still breaking down the mulch.
Exactly. So be really cognizant about the soil that you actually put in your garden. Grab a handful of it, look at it. A good planting mix, you shouldn't see more than about 5 or 8% sticks and leaves and that kind of stuff. Everything else should be broken down.
And it's one of those things, it's not a one-time buy. Every time you plant, like you said, you've got to continue mm-hmm. to add, continue to add. Eventually, you could have your own food forest that you've got enough leaf drop and you're composting and you've got your own that you don't have to go purchase because you've got enough organic matter to break down mm-hmm. and compost yourself to add in to your garden. But that takes a couple years to get there.
Exactly. And let's talk about leaf drop. One of the most valuable things, and I've got my neighbors trained. I've got 4 different neighbors that bring me bags of leaves every year. leaf mold, leaf compost is one of the most valuable things for your garden beds. Put it on top, put it around the base of your trees. I use it in my composting process. So save those leaves. They are very valuable for you.
And you, when we're talking food forest, and you gave the analogy of the forest earlier, what is never picked up in the forest? Leaves. You know, that's right. Part of what makes a forest successful is that's how critical that leaf is back to the earth.
Exactly.
It provides nutrient to the tree, and as go the roots, so go the shoots, and you've got these great trees feeding themselves. That's why.
Exactly.
That's why you don't need to fertilize in the wild. We take the fertilizer away, then we go buy fertilizer to add.
Right. Well, and I just got to say this. For those people out there that are dethatching their lawns, that is the hardest thing from a nature perspective. That's the hardest thing you can be doing that to that lawn. You're going through and you're taking out all last year's mulch, and then you're putting seed down, and sometimes they bring in compost, which is mulch, used to be mulch, and then they water it and they try and get the grass growing. I abuse my lawn here, and most people look at my lawn and say, oh my gosh, you have an amazing lawn. The only reason I have a lawn is because of the flood irrigation. But don't dethatch your lawn. That is your mulch from last year for this year's upcoming lawn.
And don't take the clippings when you mow and put it in your trash can to take out to the street.
Right.
That's your perfect compost starter. Well, Farmer Greg, we are just out of time. Quick, give everyone a website to follow up.
Oh, check out urbanfarm.org. That's my main site that I do everything on.
And you can get this podcast at rosieonthehouse.com/radio.